that just by looking at me, you're probably not from around, right? Probably not from around. Not from the toilet. You know where the toilet is? I like to clean that community because I like hanging out with those ladies there in the toilet. And the master in giving us a certain time, an assumption that the school, which your pastor has spoken to you about, that will be here asking for your assistance. Another thing I figured out is that I wonder how many of you think that I'm wearing pink. Anybody? Do I look like a... Are you colorblind? No, this is, does it, it's not pink. You see, you may think it is pink, or you may think that I'm wearing Pepto-Bismol kind of colors. No. We're wearing rose. Why? Today is the time of Sunday. It's rejoice time. Why are we rejoicing? I know you've seen the sunrise early in the morning. What are the first colors that you see? It's a beautiful rose color. So rejoice because we're halfway our Lenten campaign. We are now nearing our Easter jubilation. And so we are seeing this light coming up. So last week we had a theme of water. The idea of thirsting, hungering for God. Now we want to see God. We want to relate with God. So we shall see now next week. Lazarus is raised up in fire. I think I read a very long gospel. You would agree that my feet were hurt. But I think it's a warm-up because as we move forward, when we come to Palm Sunday, it will even be longer. So don't give up. Stay with it until we jubilate at Easter. Looks can truly be deceiving. When I was, I came from Kenya. I was born and raised. And I'm here to make an appeal for our school. And I thought that if I came here and I told you that I'm from Kenya, and I do have a school that needs your help, you'll start saying, oh, poor kids of Africa, my goodness. Oh, we need to do something about it. Yes or yes? You will not help kids who are poor? Yes or yes? Yes. So generally, so I'm so confident when I come to speak to you about our need, because by the faith which God has given me, and the love that God has given you, you will understand what it means to help another school, or other students, or a mission which you are being invited to be part of. So as I said, I came from Kenya, came to the United States, been here for a while, been a priest now only 10 years, 8 years in Kenya. And what I have noticed is that as time has gone by, we need each other and we cannot move on. You do need to help one. The reality is this. Christ says, I am the light of the world. But the Pharisees are arguing, who is this man? How did he help him? He must be a sinner. And there's a division within them. The Pharisees have been feeling a certain discomfort and distress within them. But they are also revealing and betraying their own blindness. We don't want to be blind. We don't want to be blind to think that another person's need is not my need. That the darkness around us is no darkness anymore. We don't want to be blind to be comfortable in darkness. We want Christ to shine throughout. Looks truly can be deceived. We may think that I know Jesus. I don't have to worry about it. There's a lot of darkness around us. We hear in our first reason, do not judge from his appearance or from his lofty stature. Because I have rejected him. Let us not look at the affluence of our society, or how things may be looking at for us, either economically or either in other aspects of life, whether maybe in sporting activities in life, and we see that things are going well. Not as man sees, does God see, because man sees the appearance, and the Lord sees the heart. The Lord sees our hearts, and he sees the darkness in those hearts. He sees the longing within us for a certain peace and a certain satisfaction. Jesus was passing by, he saw a man lying from him. He drew near. Jesus came close to him, like he wants to come close to us. And he went and asked the man to wash, and his eyes were opened. He came back able to see. Jesus is seeing us. Jesus is desiring to relate with us, and he wants to heal us. He wants us to recreate what is broken within us. And Jesus heals and becomes an intimate friend with us. Jesus does not want us to experience healing. He does not want us to experience his light as something so remote that we see the sun from a distance and we never get close to it. That somebody else does something good far away from him. Jesus wants you to encounter him and to have a tangible relationship with him. And so he comes around and notices that, yes, you've been touched by my life. Yes, you are a faithful Christian. He comes around back and asks you, do you believe in the Son of Man? Faith is important for us to encounter our Lord. Faith is necessary and needs to be nurtured and nourished, protected even, so that this light of the Lord that is within us is never stifled. Jesus then is trying to establish intimacy with us. Healing begins with a desire for intimacy. When the Lord wants to be close to us, when we want to be close to the Lord, healing begins. This man now enters into an intimate relationship manifested by his communion with Jesus and his worship of Jesus. He fell down and worshipped him. He prostrated himself and did homage to him. This is how Christ wants to invite us. Who is he, sir, is a question we are asking each and every one of us. Who is God? Who is my Jesus? Who is this light of the world? Christ will not keep us guessing anymore. He reveals himself. He says, the one you are seeing, you are able to see him because he gives you that light. He gives you that gift of sight. The one you are seeing is the one you are looking for. And there you worship Jesus. So, our goal tonight, of course, from the moment of our creation, is that we have knowledge of God. We come to love God. We come to serve God and to be with God forever in heaven. If we did anything in this world, but only just love God, it would be enough. Just reminded here of one bishop who was Archbishop of Saigon. He was imprisoned in the time of the church's persecution in Saigon. And he was on house arrest for a while. But then they put him in solitary confinement because while he was on house arrest, he was still contacting his Christians by sending letters written, you know, on old calendars. He would write letters to support the people and ask them to stay strong in their faith. We are nowhere near that kind of persecution around here. But the faith is still struggling. We need to penetrate and reach into the hearts of the people. Francis Antoine was in prison for nine years in solitary confinement. While he was there, he was able to receive guests. And he asked them, please, go and bring me medicine for the stomach. And they figured what he was asking. So they brought him a bottle of wine for mass, written medicine for stomach. A flashlight. Inside was a bunch of posts. The guards let it go. He celebrated mass on the palm of his hand with three drops of wine and one drop of water every single day. When he was asked how he survived all this, he said, if you lose everything and you have the Eucharist, you in fact have everything. This is a man. After he was released from prison, when in exile in Roma, for a whole year could not speak. Afterwards, he was made a cardinal in charge of the Justice and Peace Commission by John Paul II. He was invited to preach the Lenten mission in the papal household in Rome. And there were tears and laughter as he spoke. No bitterness in his heart, but a man who was filled with the glory of God. He was truly a light to us when we see how God transformed him. Many of the guards were afraid of him because every time they got in contact with him, they converted and loved the Lord Jesus. It is in this moment of solitary confinement and darkness that my heart has been caught this morning to think about. We need light everywhere. So we are offering Assumption Catholic School. We invite you to be part of this mission that has been in our neighborhood for generations. Since the 1920s, when we began our mission, our parishes, our school, as McGovern called, the school has been there. Why? Try to learn what is pleasing to the Lord. Our scripture says today, how do we teach then what is pleasing to the Lord? We need your support because we have the environment that offers the light of the Lord, that leads to the world to the light, and that brings this light to others so that God can glorify. We also believe here that if we ever learn anything, learn everything else in the world, but do not learn about Jesus, we truly learn nothing. But if we learn only Jesus, we learn everything. So we are offering you an opportunity to join us in this mission. We want you to be part of Assumption Catholic School mission, which is precisely being a Christ-centered and partnership of parents, teachers, and students. Together with a wider community, so that we have this dedication of providing faith and character formation for our students, academic excellence, and also also a global solidarity so that our students and our future generations can see God beyond themselves. We know we have our students from Nashua, Kiwaku, Ebo, but in the past, that whole relationship was different. They came to us like an ambition. We want to make an offer here. We believe that every student benefits most by an education that is centered around Jesus Christ. We believe that through worship, children can develop a personal relationship with Christ. They can have an intimacy with the Lord through worship, and from that intimacy, healing and light, and even life of Christ himself. We believe that each child can achieve a mastery level according to their own ability. So we do everything we can to see that a child excels. And this reality of a global education is truly Catholic because Catholicity goes beyond. As I said, I'm from Letonia, or in Kenya, whatever I said, but I am from a faraway place. But we are here as Catholic, rejoicing in the same faith. And since this is so important, we offer it to our students. We talk numbers for a little bit this morning. What does it really mean for St. Cecilia's? It means this, that Assumption Catholic School becomes part of your mission. You continuously remember us as an opportunity for you to have your children receive a Catholic education. St. Cecilia's will be part of parishioners also. So whenever we give you a tuition rate, it will be the same rate as other parishioners in Chisholm, View, and Westside in Kenya. The total cost of education at Assumption, roughly numbers from last year, was 4,400 per student. 4,400 per student. We asked for tuition this coming year only 2,500. And we asked for parishioners to only be $2,000 per student, but if you have multiple students, that discount is also offered. No student has ever been asked not to come to Assumption because they cannot pay tuition. Because we have a tuition assistance program that was established by previous generations before us. How do we make it? How do we cover this gap? We cover this gap through fundraising, which kids love to do, and donations like the ones I am making, asking you to make today. I'm begging for money today. If you didn't know, yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm begging. Honestly, they never seen a rough year like the year I had this year at school. And I have practice. So I beg you to be generous. And also, we also have well-wishers through grants in the diocesan appeals. With the UCA contribution, we do get a grant to help with tuition assistance. So this is how we make it through. It's not a lot of money a year, but that's what we commit ourselves. We have teachers who sacrifice salaries. We have a lot of people who are generous in their giving. And we also have a lot of people who come and give their own talents and gifts. The goal is this. We need this life of Christ in the hands of our children as soon as possible so that we never lose them in the darkness of our world. On returning children at Assumption or families at Assumption, they have an opportunity to have their sacramental prayer assisted there. Families are able to engage in our worship and our masses. Then they also to participate and have a renewed environment of faith practices. They are able to go to mass every week, to have confessions on a regular basis, some of them go every month. We also have them receiving devotional education, rosary, stations of the cross, Lenten and discipline, and following through in those curriculums, of which we all Catholics need. They leave our school knowing Jesus. Also, they leave our school with a higher education. Just some bragging rights, our principal informed me that number one, when he was in St. Leo's school, one third of his classmates came from Pengue. Second, 73% of all the students who went to Assumption in our high school are on the Dean's list. So he was very excited to say that, yes, we're doing what needs to be done. However, we know faith formation is not happening as it should. Catholic education is not happening as it should, and it is critical. We are in a dark world, and we are not going with the light of Christ everywhere. We cannot pray as we ought. We are not at home. I wonder how many of you have been able to pray this morning together. They looked at the readings today and said, yeah, today we have a long gospel. I wonder how many of you will, throughout this week, we'll sit around in the family and discuss how Jesus loves you. Remember the days when you would play the rosary before you went to pray outside. Those days are no longer there. Everybody is everywhere. Truly engaged with many other things except our own. And so we are making a claim here that we need to continue to have places and environments, parishes to be schools of prayer, and our schools to be centers where Christ can be experienced, loved, and even celebrated. One of the students told me the other day that while they were in high school, that they were challenged to do some things that they did not know. And they said, no, I cannot do that. And the student said, you are trying to tell me you are better because you went to Assumption school. And the student simply said, I don't have to lower my standards. This is what we like to hear. That a transformation of the culture is going to happen. And what we commit ourselves to do in giving our children the faith. The support for our school will only come from the faith. We have nowhere else to turn. The believer is the only one who will support the faith. And so we invite you, among all, to pray. I have cards for the Divine Mercy at the back, another prayer cards for St. Joseph, and one for Blessed Sacrament. take those counsel. Even if you don't pray for us, pray for yourself that the light of Christ comes in your heart. Secondly, reflect on the beauty of our faith. What does it really mean to be Catholic? Third, if you are all possible, any of your kids or grandkids, enroll them in Assumption Brothers. Third, money. Please give us your money. Support us today and in the days to come. The envelope you have there, bring it home. Bring two home or three. Give it to someone else. Or just keep it until the Lord blesses you and send it to us. Finally, visit our school. Join us as we continue. Soon we'll be having Grandparents Day and a spring program. Join us to see what we are about and share also your talents. The darkness of the world is clear, but Jesus has drawn near to us to remove the blindness and to shed the light. Whoever follows me, Jesus says, will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Assumption Catholic School offers Christ, and we need your help to keep this message going. We thank you for all your generosity, and more especially for your faith, how you have cared for your church, and how you have remained steadfast as faithful.